This week, a talk in Ramsey on carbon neutrality covered a number of subjects, but not SMRs, a point not lost on one person in the audience.
I think it was a pity no mention was made of small modular nuclear reactors, which are mentioned in the Professor Curran report, but they haven't been mentioned at all in the government response to his paper. We need to look at all possibilities, and if it's really a climate emergency, then we should look at all sorts of things, even if people are against nuclear.
So what is an SMR? Well, it's basically a smaller than usual nuclear reactor, sometimes considered safer due to its size, generates less than 300 megawatts, according to this account, of electricity, and can be small enough to fit into a gymnasium, so they can operate in areas where less power is required. They're called modular because they can operate individually or as part of a larger nuclear complex. Multiple SMRs can be set up at a single nuclear plant to supply a similar level of power as larger generators, which means, we're told, a nuclear power plant can be expanded gradually as demand increases. The Pullrose Power Station has an output of 84 megawatts, after taking off 3 megawatts that its operation consumes. In his report, Professor Curran says each SMR has a 400 megawatt capacity. The total annual electric demand in the Isle of Man is 364 gigawatt hours. A DC interconnector may be required, he notes, to export surplus electricity to the UK. We'd have too much of it. Incidentally, if we did go on the SMR route, we could kiss goodbye to our UNESCO Biosphere Reserve designation, under present rules anyway. The report points out that nuclear technology is not a renewable source of energy, depending on imports of uranium-235, and it adds the Isle of Man may face significant regulatory, environmental, and political barriers to adopting nuclear SMR technology, though from a technical perspective, it offers long-term 60-plus years infrastructure to supply stable electric power in the context of increased electrification of surface transport, electric cars, and domestic heating. A watching brief on this SMR technology is advised. The elephant in the room is glowing, of course. What do you do with the nuclear waste?